Well, for a long number of years, sporadically, the treatment plant hadn't been operating, but unfortunately, this last 4 or 5 years, it's not operating at all. And at least in a situation where there's a burn run down by alongside it, and it's overflowing straight onto the burn and going out onto the River Lennon. And some of the local people up there had been onto me on numerous occasions, and then back onto me last week again, where the smell was that bad that the clothes of wonders in the house and the young children playing out beside it in the garden. So I did request the council that stage to do something about it, which it should not be their job, but they're taking it on board, and they sludged the sump at that stage. But unfortunately, it fills up very quickly again, and that's the evening time that the biggest problem is, when people seem to come home from work from little bedtime, and the treatment plant is just overflowing constantly into the river.
So a long-term solution really is needed, while that work was only an interim measure.
Well, the reply from the council is that the long-term solution is that they have applied to the department before for funding for it. They're going to apply now again for funding for financial assistance to address the deficiencies and what they say is a water service infrastructure. And I'm just hopeful that application will be successful. But unfortunately, the people that live up there beside it, until that is completed and the treatment plant up and working again, I'd say I'm as love with it, and I don't think it up for this day and age, I don't think that should be the way it is.